know who I am and what I do. Bob Shaw, a.k.a. The Pod God, a.k.a. Harry Potter. And today I'm joined by my favorite guests.
Marcus Waha.
And where's my other guest?
Wellington Aesop.
And you already know it is a gang pod today. We're here, so you know we went and saw a movie. What did we go see?
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. But before we even jump into Doctor Strange, like, y'all know how the pod goes. Like, you guys know the intro. You know the vibes. Y'all know who I am and what I do. So, if you guys know who I am and what I do, I thought it was a little unfair that I never properly introduced Marcus and Remy so you guys could know who they are and what they do. But before we get into that, I just want to go on a real quick tangent, and then I'm going to ask you guys some questions so people can get to know you guys better. Is that cool?
Daddy.
Yes.
We have said that a million times. They already know who we are.
Oh, yeah. They know what I do. All right. So sometimes people will ask me why I put you guys on the podcast.
Okay.
And first of all, it's really important to me because I went to school to learn about podcasting and sports. Like, that's what my degree is in. And I wanted to share my passion for being in front of the microphone with my kids. It's not much different than a professional athlete who takes his kid to the gym with them. Like, this is me bringing you guys to my passion. Like, you guys know I love sports. I love superheroes. So, like, I try and show you guys that. But I wanted to show you a different side of this. And then, secondly, people grow up and they're scared to speak in public. Like, you put a microphone in front of them and they're like, oh, I don't want to talk. I never want you guys to have that fear. I want you guys to get in front of the microphone and be like, yo, I've been doing this for years with my dad and my brother. It's nothing to get in front of people and speak. And then, but most importantly, I do this because it's something the three of us get to do together. Like, I know every time we go see a movie, I'm really excited that we're going to pod about it afterwards. And, like, while I'm watching the movie, I'm thinking, well, what are the questions I'm going to ask them? I wonder what they think. So I love that we get to do this together. Go ahead, Brian. You look like you had something to say.
Because we're having fun doing pods together.
It is fun. So the first question for you guys is, I'm going to let Marcus answer this one.
Okay.
What's a podcast?
It's pretty much a recording, and you talk about stuff to the audience.
Okay, so what do you have to talk about on a pod?
Anything.
And that is the big point. If you want to do one of these on your own, it doesn't have to be sports, it doesn't have to be movies, it doesn't have to be the same thing every episode. But the important thing is that you're consistent and that you just try it. But if you can talk about anything. What's a pod to you, Remy?
It's something where we record and have fun with, and the audience know what we're doing so they know how we live.
That's me knocking over the mic like a doofus for those listening.
Dad, can I say something else?
Go ahead.
I feel like a podcast is a environment.
It is, because it's like, it should be a vibe, and I'm really proud of you guys for, one, being consistent and, like, really focusing on the movie so that you're ready to talk, but also just, like, picking up little things. You, before we started recording today, you both said rules that I've given for podcasts, and, like, I just really appreciate that you guys are paying attention to the little details. So, what was the rule you said, Marcus?
Have a drink right next to you to clear your throat.
You need a drink because we're going to be talking a lot and you get dry. What was the rule you said, Remy?
I said, don't eat because I can't watch and hear everything.
The microphone picks up everything. So if you're eating and chewing, the microphone is going to pick it up and they're going to be like, damn, that food was delicious, huh, Remy? We could hear you chewing every single bite. But, like, those are cool moments for me. That lets me know you guys are focused and locked in on what we're doing. All right, and then we'll do some quick hitters just to let people get to know you a little bit better. Remy, favorite color?
Red.
Marcus.
Blue.
Marcus, favorite superhero?
That's a hard one. Black Panther.
What about you, Rem?
Spider-Man and Black Panther.
Okay. How old is Daddy?
I think I have this one. 32.
Rem?
Shane.
32. All right, good, good. I thought you guys were going to come up with some old bullshit, not going to lie.
Was that right?
Yes, Daddy's 32.
Yes.
Yes. Favorite sport? Go ahead, Rem.
Basketball.
Basketball and flag football.
Okay.
And soccer. And soccer.
Interesting. Favorite athlete, Marcus?
I got to go with the Black Mamba.
Kobe? Okay. What about you, Remy? Do you have a favorite athlete?
I don't know what athlete is.
See, that's a very good question. Remember, you're still speaking to the microphone. An athlete is somebody that plays sports.
Oh. I'm done with...
If you don't have one, that's okay.
Wait. LeBron James.
LeBron James? Okay. All right.
Bump Dollar Duty.
Favorite video game?
Favorite video game? Fortnite, 2K, and Madden.
What about you? You're being silly. I know your favorite game.
Yeah, I know it, but I put our name.
Is it the one that you always play when you're here?
Yeah.
Oh, I know it.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Got him.
Is there anything else that...
Oh, you can ask us what was supervillain white.
Oh, do you have a favorite supervillain?
Yeah.
Who?
What was he in a movie?
From today's movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so we will get to that then.
Oh, well, she's not really,
We're gonna get to all that. Alright, so this is the last non-movie thing, and this is a little bit of a more serious topic. I heard Marcus say this in the car, and I just think this is a good conversation for us to have as three black men. So, Remy had brought up racism, correct?
Uh-huh.
And you said what?
Remy, do you know what racism is?
No. What did you initially say when it was just you and him talking? You didn't know I was listening.
I can't remember.
Black people can't be...
White.
Mm-hmm. Black people can't be white. I guess that's fair. Black people can't be racist.
Mhm. But actually, now that I think about it, they kind of can.
Okay. Well, but that's what this is for. Let's just have the discussion. We can have it out right here. There's no right or wrong answers. I just want to talk through this. Why do you think black people can't, or why did you think black people can't be racist?
Oh wait, I understand where I'm wrong. Because there are other races that black people can be racist for.
Yeah, you could be black people. So, now you are not the first person to say that black people cannot be racist. Like, that's not... You're not the first person to ever have that thought. So now the conversation needs to be, well, where did that come from? And a lot of people who say black people can't be racist tend to be, one, American. I think... America has a stigma that the rest of the world doesn't exist. Like, oh, black people can't be racist because of what has happened to black people in American history or throughout history. But it's not a fair conversation because, one, there's other black people around the rest of the world who aren't subject to American history. But also, if I'm black, and I hate white people for the sake of them being white, then I'm racist, right? That's racism. Go ahead, Remy, what do you think?
I think that racist is something what is being mean because that's mean. Like you're saying that I don't like your tin tower. Oh, I don't like your tin tower.
Yes, that is racism, and like that's what is so silly about it. Like, it's okay to not like people.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to like everybody you interact with, but to not like somebody just because you see them and they look different than you, doesn't that sound dumb?
Yeah, because what if they might be nice, but you're being rude.
You're being rude.
You're being stereotypical.
Yeah, you're stereotyping. Very good word. That's a great word. So yes, you're the stupid thing about it is, like, let's be honest. You guys have been around me. Sometimes I can be a jerk, right? Sometimes Dad can be a jerk. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it's okay if somebody hates Dad because Dad's been a jerk to them.
Ooh, but
it's not okay to hate Dad and Marcus and Remy just because we're black. It's okay to not like somebody if they've done something wrong to you or they don't treat you nicely, but just because one white person or one black person or one Asian person treats you mean, that doesn't mean you should hate all black people or all white people or all Asian people, right?
Yeah, but too, if someone be's mean, you can hate them back. Because he been mean, you can be mean back.
You can be mean back. Yes, I'm all for that. If somebody treats you poorly, you can match that energy 110%.
Yes, because a energy inside you is actually telling you to be back, mean back.
That's very true. Like, if somebody's mean to you, you can be mean back. But there's also times where
have to be nice.
Yes, and where being nice might work better than being mean. So there's an old expression that you catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. Do you know what that means, Mark?
You make it better by being nicer to them than being mean.
Yes, because, like, what would you rather have? If I said, here, Marcus, you can have honey or you can have vinegar.
Vinegar, because I like sour.
You're a weirdo. Absolute weirdo. Alright, I'm sure I serioused us out enough. So we went and saw Doctor Strange. Go ahead.
And Doctor Strange was a other version of him was dead because they went in this strange world and he thought it was a being, so I went in this weird world, and a one from that world thought it was a dream, but a other one died. Like, a other Dr. Strange died. So a one what was sleeping thought it was a dream, but it wasn't. It was actually real.
Okay.
In a different universe.
So this is Dr. Strange 2 in the multiverse. Mm-hmm. And what Remy's trying to explain is, there are millions of multiverses.
Yes.
The main one that we watch, like the one that we always watch, is which one? Do you know the numbers? They said it in the movie.
838?
No. I believe that's where they were. But the one we watched with, like, our Iron Man.
616?
616. Oh, good job. That's a bucket. So that is our...
Yeah, I remember the scene and I saw him on the computer.
Yep, that is our multiverse. And for those that haven't seen this movie, if you are going to see it, I would recommend that you watch WandaVision on Disney Plus, as well as What If. Have you watched either of those, Marky?
I watched WandaVision. I watched a little bit of What If.
Okay, what about you, Ren?
I have seen none of them. But still, Dr. Strange was a one who was dead in a multiverse because he thought it out dreaming of it, but it was actually real because they were touching time travel.
So when you dream, it's you seeing the life of somebody, of another version of you in the multiverse.
Yes.
This is something that I would like to add to our movie reviews. We're going to have a word of the day or word of the podcast. Last time we've used anti-hero a couple times. We used another good one. This one, today's, is doppelganger. Do you know what a doppelganger is?
I know.
like a copy of yourself.
Did you know that as well?
Yes.
Okay, so a doppelganger is like, so we saw there were Doctor Strange doppelgangers a bunch. We saw a Scarlet Witch doppelganger, correct? Remember when she took over the other Scarlet Witch's body?
There was actually two of them. So the other one fighted the other one. So there was actually two bad guys.
Well, there was a lot of Doctor Strangers, right?
There was a lot of people from the different universes. There was Professor X.
Professor X. And so to break the fourth wall for people that don't know.
Professor X is from X-Men.
Professor X is the one who had a third eyeball, I think.
Nope, that was
Doctor Strange after
after they used what is the book called? It's like the very evil book.
I know.
What's it called?
The evil magic spell book.
Yeah, the evil magic spell book. When you use that, it opens a third eye in your forehead.
Yes.
I noticed, because they talk about the Illuminati a little bit in this, the third eye.
Yes. Oh, that's a great reference. Yes, they do talk about the Illuminati, and the Illuminati is definitely where third eye references normally.
It's like
normally.
S.H.I.E.L.D. and Avengers. It's kind of like a community thing.
It's a team. Go ahead.
It's where, like, Dr. Strange jumped from a different world to that. To Roti's place, and Roti is actually bad guy, so he comes inside and gets kidnapped. Dr. Strange gets out to Strange some more, Dr. Strange comes out, he flashes, and then he sees other Avengers,
He does. So the Illuminati are the reason why I thought you should see What If. Because did you see Captain America was a girl in British?
Yeah.
So that's Peggy Carter. Professor X and Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic. So putting them in the movie is a big deal because they are Marvel properties, but Fox used to own them. So that's why we never saw the X-Men or the Fantastic Four in any of the Avengers movies. But now that Disney owns the rights again, that's why Professor X and Mr. Fantastic.
Wasn't there some other dude with a fork on his head?
That was Black Bolt. He is the leader of the Inhumans. That has been a Disney Marvel property. They actually had a show for a little bit called The Inhumans. And it was okay. I'm pretty sure it's on Disney Plus still. What's up, baby?
So, what I'm trying to say is Captain America is a doll, or anyone who threw a shield was her. But when she threw a shield, she touched it and then threw it back. It touched her stomach, so she her body flitted, so she died. And a other woman came in from a wall and just bowed out of nowhere and just bopped her with a blaster, but a other little one.
So the scene Remy is explaining is
a little fight scene before WandaVision and the Illuminati?
Between Scarlet Witch and the Illuminati. And it's just a fun scene because Peggy Carter is Captain America. Miss Marvel is black. Is she one of the security guards from Wakanda?
No.
Is that who is now the black Miss Marvel? I thought it looked like...
No. I know
it does look like the bald people, but
I'm pretty
she
sure
has
that,
hair.
I'm pretty sure that's who it is, though.
No, it isn't. A other guy who worked with the his trainer. A one who employed the magic, but that is her.
Okay, so you're talking about, what was the little girl's name? Her name was America, right?
America, and then her last name started with an S.
So America is definitely, Doctor Strange is obviously the main character, but she's the most important character in this, right?
because she can travel to different multiverses.
Which is a big thing. Nobody else can do it, or we haven't seen anybody else who can do it. And
wait, actually, I think there is someone who can.
Who?
WandaVision. Didn't she make her own universe?
All right, so WandaVision is the show. Wanda, or the Scarlet Witch. Mm-hmm. She created her own universe out of a town that already existed. She couldn't just go to another universe, or else she wouldn't have needed the girl's powers. I do highly recommend watching WandaVision. The first episode, the first two episodes can be a slog, but they're like 20 minutes. But like after that, it really picks up. It's very much inspired by sitcoms of different eras. I enjoyed it. All right. I love that his coat, or cape/cloak, is sentient. Do you know what sentient means? How about that?
Like kind of alive.
Yes. You know who it reminds me of, even though it doesn't talk. I bet you Remy can get this one. Who has a weapon that talks? You got it already. Wait, let's see if he can figure it out. I know you got it. He has a weapon that talks.
Doesn't that one fit?
It's a Power Ranger.
A Red Ranger.
Red or a different color?
Rem, didn't I just give you it? I just gave you it.
No, not Alpha.
I know his name. And there's two of them.
So, I'm thinking of the White Ranger, Tommy, because he used to have...
I was thinking of Zordon.
Zordon's not a weapon. So,
my Teen Titan one was that little boomerang that flies around.
Okay, why do you have that silly look on your face?
Because I didn't do it right.
It's okay, everybody gets things wrong. That's what we're here for, it's to learn and have fun. So I think of Saba, the White Ranger's sword that could talk. Because his cloak didn't talk, but it was... You know what else it reminded me of a little bit? Since it didn't speak? Aladdin's magic carpet. Because it flies around, and even though it doesn't speak, it communicates. Like, remember when there was a big hole in the back of it, and it let Doctor Strange know, "Hey fam, there's a hole in me. We need to fix this."
Mm-hmm. And I thought of the Robin's thing right away. The black boomerang that flies around.
Okay, yep, that's a fair
one. That's what I thought of.
Because
you said it talked too.
Alright, so what's your favorite part, Rem? You don't have a favorite scene? Do you want us to come back to you? Alright, go ahead, Marky. You set us off, and then I'll give my favorite part, and then Rem can give his.
I like this part because it's kind of like me and Remy. We try to do this little silly thing and get what we want. I like that part where the two boys were singing because they wanted more ice cream.
Okay, so you're talking about the scene where Wanda, the second Wanda, not the bad guy Wanda, not bad Scarlet Witch, regular Wanda from a different universe is chilling with her two kids.
I know, and then Wanda, I can't remember what
Scarlet,
it is.
Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch,
takes over her body.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I was trying to remember the name.
All right, go ahead, Rem. What's yours? So you want me to go?
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
My favorite part was a scene where, like, a boy's want ice cream and, like, a toilet which takes over her body when she's trying to put ice cream in a sink. And then she falls to the ground. And then where evil one comes in, waits in the house and, like,
aren't those, like, two completely different parts? You're talking about the end scene and the scene.
So those are two different scenes, mm-hmm. but you like them both?
Yeah.
So you like the scenes where the little boys are involved?
Yeah.
Oh, the little boys are my favorite. Don't they have their own superpowers? Like, one of them has super speed?
In WandaVision, that definitely happened. All right, so my favorite scene is probably... I really liked when Doctor Strange and Mordo fought inside the Illuminati chamber, where that Doctor Strange really cool. eggs him on. He's like, well, on my planet, I was him. I was that guy, and you were a jealous bitch. So I'm sure when they had to kill me, you were so happy. And, like, Doctor Strange knows that that'll piss him off enough and that he can trick him into fighting. So that's one of my favorite scenes.
I have one question. How did he get his ring back, or did he always have it on?
In that scene? How did he get his powers back?
I know, but couldn't he just use his powers with his one hand, or can you not do that?
I believe the woman had put the bracelets on his wrists, and those were stopping his powers. So when he tricked Mordo into fighting him with the sword, and he cut the bracelets, like he broke the handcuffs.
I know, and then he only had one bracelet on, so couldn't he just use his other hand because he still had the ring on?
I think so. Well, I thought that's what he started doing when him and Mordo got hooked on the little thing when they fell, and then he connected the bracelet to Mordo.
I thought, but couldn't he have just used his magic? Or does he need both hands?
I think he needed the bracelet to be completely off. Because when he put the other bracelet on Mordo and they both had one, remember Mordo's magic sword just disappeared?
Mm-hmm.
So I think once the bracelets are on, you can't use your powers. Whether it's on one wrist or two. Go ahead, Remy.
Or maybe he didn't use his powers because he forgot.
That's a possibility. He might not have known that his powers were working again.
Yeah, because I was like, maybe a blast was also stopping it, right?
Yes. Would you guys see this movie again? Would you see it again? Would you recommend people go out and see it?
Yes. That's a good question for me.
Okay, so then maybe I should ask another question first. Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So why are you hesitant to tell people to go see it?
Because there's some parts I wouldn't want to see over again.
Like what?
There's one part that I really would want to see again. Doctor Strange mocking the Illuminati.
Yeah, but that's a fun scene. Go ahead, Remy. Would you tell people to see it again? Or go see it?
No, I would say... I already did this. I said yes.
You would tell them to go see it?
Yes. But,
and there's some scenes I really wouldn't want to see.
All right, go ahead, Remy.
But Dr. Flange is a one on who, like, it mind a fool, a one on what was dead. So, he's a one who made him fight.
Yes, he took over...
the dead body.
Yes, our Dr. Strange, 616 is Dr. Strange... took over the dead body of another Doctor Strange from another universe.
Those are the parts that I didn't want to see. I didn't want to see the parts with the dead body.
The dead Doctor Strange he was creepy. He looked like a zombie, yeah. Right?
And Daddy. His face was all jacked up.
Yeah, he looked like a zombie.
Daddy.
Yes.
But the actual part is, maybe he was just wearing a mask because... you see some of his normal face right here, right?
Well, they had the same face. They were the same person. Just one of them was alive, and then one of them was dead. They called that, what, dreamwalking? Right?
Yes.
But they he actually wasn't actually dreamwalking. A man was a fooling him.
Yeah, he was walking in that guy's body, essentially. All right. Rank the movies that we've seen. All right, we did...
okay, all right.
We did Spider-Man, Sonic, and Doctor Strange. Those are our last three movies? Yeah? No, Batman. Batman.
Yeah, we did Batman.
So
okay.
We have four movies to go from. We have... Did we do a Spider-Man pod?
No.
Yes.
I don't think we did a Spider-Man pod.
Yes, we did.
I know we did a Mortal Kombat pod. I don't know if we've done Spider-Man. Let's include
all the pods that we've done? Or have we done too many?
Let's just do Batman, Sonic, and this. Put them in order. Go ahead. You can start. Right.
I know. I have a good memory. I know we did Spider-Man.
I'm going to actually look after this and see, but you might be right. So what order do you think they go in? Which one was your favorite? Sonic or Batman or Doctor Strange?
Sonic, Batman, and what's the other one? Doctor Strange, and what is the other one? Spider-Man.
And Mortal Kombat?
And Mortal Kombat.
Fuck. It's okay. Accidents happen. All right, well, Marky, rank yours so I can clean that up, and then we will...
I'd say... Mortal Kombat... No. Sonic, Batman, Mortal Kombat, Doctor Strange.
All right. For me, I think it's Batman, Sonic, Doctor Strange. Ladies and gentlemen, my baby just spilled the soda. So, this has been the Shaw's Law Podcast. Thank you to Remy and Marky. And like that, we out.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Subscribe to a video to Daddy, Marcus, and Remy's video.
You are absolutely right. That is called a call
to
action.
Hit that notification bell.
Hit the notification. Tell a friend.
And also invite a friend to watch this.
Invite a friend to listen to this. That is my babies learning how to do the pod game. That is what you call a call to action. And these two guys are the greatest. This is the Shoulders Law Podcast. And like that, we out.
Peace.